French authorities say a massacre on a train was narrowly averted thanks to the courage of three American passengers who took down a heavily armed man who appeared to be preparing an attack. Details are still emerging in the drama, which took place late Friday afternoon on a high-speed train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris. No one was killed. Three people were slightly injured. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sent this report.
A man with a Kalashnikov rifle, a pistol, and a knapsack with a dozen fully loaded cartridges was beaten down and tied up by three passengers as the high-speed train hurtled through the Belgian countryside. The train stopped halfway to Paris in the northern French town of Arras, where it was met by dozens of police and French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve.
Je tiens avec le président de la République, le premier ministre.
I want to express my gratitude to these American passengers who were particularly courageous in such a difficult situation. All our admiration and gratitude go out to them for their sang-froid, without which we would be facing a terrible drama.
The suspect, a 26-year-old man of Moroccan origin, is being held in Paris and questioned by French anti-terrorism authorities. Cazeneuve says the man was under surveillance by French and Spanish authorities and is suspected of belonging to a radical Islamist network. The man boarded the train in Brussels. The heroes of the day are actually three Americans: Anthony Sadler, a senior at Sacramento State University who was traveling with childhood friends Spencer Stone, an Air Force serviceman, and Alex Scarlatos, a National Guardsman from Oregon who had just returned from Afghanistan. They were alerted by the gunman's suspicious behavior.
It's somewhere here.
A video Sadler took in the train just after the drama unfolded shows a man lying on his stomach in the aisle, his wrists and ankles tied together, and blood on the window. Train personnel are interacting with the American passengers. Another man is wounded and groaning. Early this morning, two of the three Americans described the drama to French media through a French interpreter.
We heard a gunshot.
On a entendu des coups de feu.
We saw a train employee running, then we saw the man enter our carriage carrying a Kalashnikov. We decided to rush him.
He tackled him, and he got cut by a knife.
Mon ami a été blessé au couteau.
My friend was cut with a knife, then I grabbed the gun.
Started beating him in the head until he went unconscious. And
French media is reporting the American serviceman who suffered stab wounds was briefly hospitalized, but his life is not in danger.
Cela semble être une attaque terroriste. Il aura fallu le courage de passagers, de jeunes Américains.
French television and radio are airing wall-to-wall coverage of the drama. With 554 people aboard the moving train and no way out, it's clear that a horrific massacre may have been averted. French authorities are said to be establishing the suspect's true identity, looking for accomplices, and tracing the suspect's movements prior to boarding the train. Counterterrorism analyst Jean-Charles Brizard says it's not possible to secure all the trains in Europe like airplanes.
Zero risk doesn't exist, and unfortunately we're going to have to live with it. We have to rely on coordinated intelligence to stop these attacks as they're being planned and before they're carried out.
But Brizard admits authorities are confronted by a mass terror threat that can take any form at any time. European intelligence services are already stretched thin and overwhelmed, he says. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.